Sinister greetings, everyone. Those tunes are courtesy of Bobby Mackey, and I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Now today it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air. People in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for the love they took away?
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers Podcast part of your morning, day, night, whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from tiny village to cozy town to the largest of cities and everything in between, it is greatly appreciated. This week's special city shoutouts take us to Guadalajara, Mexico, Goleta, California, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Orono, Maine, Laverne, Minnesota, and Grants Pass, Oregon. Scattered throughout the United States are roads deemed to be haunted. Death. Accidents. Legends galore. And more. So hop in that car, throw that seatbelt on, turn the volume up on your favorite tunes or podcast, and let's get this haunted road party started. Things are about to get spooky in the best of ways. First, we hit up Holland Road, located in Kitsap County in Bremerton, Washington. On this 1 mile stretch of haunted road, we have two possible ghost residents. One story has to do with a young girl who's riding her horse one day when tragedy strikes as a drunk driver hits her and she dies due to her injuries. Many locals believe that this girl haunts this stretch of road. Many of folks claim to have seen her apparition on stormy or foggy nights. The other story is about an elderly gentleman who went out to check his mail one day, and he too is hit by a drunk driver, and he dies due to his injuries. Eyewitnesses throughout the years have seen mysterious figures wandering throughout the area as well. Since that was a short one, I figured we would hit up another Washington road. Now we find ourselves in Marysville at Pilchuck Road. Now it's under the names Marine Drive and Fire Trail Road. Part of Pilchuck Road is located within the Tulalip Reservation. Many people have seen apparitions of Native Americans walking the area. Others have experienced something truly eerie. While driving, they will look in the rearview mirror to see someone sitting in their back seat. That would make anyone's heart drop. Another thing that is really spooky, in my opinion, is that some travelers have experienced driving through the area and seeing a mysterious figure running alongside their vehicle. To me, that's creepy as hell. It's like you're going like, what, 35, 40 miles in that area, and there's somebody catching up with you and running side by side? No thanks. Now, according to Only In Your State, some have claimed to see the apparitions of firefighters walking on the stretch of road. Legend has it that there is a spirit here known as the Fire Trail Ghost. Story goes that long, long ago, a man was traveling on this very road, and his vehicle goes out of control and swerves off to the side and into the water where he sadly drowned. He is believed to haunt the area, and many have seen him and felt his presence. I quote Only In Your State, "Phantom lights have been seen at the crest of a certain hill along the road, appearing as a glowing ball that disappears after about 30 seconds. This might be the Fire Trail Ghost warning drivers of the dangers on that road." We now find ourselves in my home state of Colorado. Riverdale Road is between Thornton and Brighton, spanning Adams County and Weld County, and it follows the South Platte River. It's an 11-mile stretch of haunted road full of twists and turns and stories, and it's home to many, many car crashes. There's a lot going on here at Riverdale Road. In fact, many consider this to be one of the most haunted roads within the United States. An area dubbed Jogger's Hill is haunted by a man who is believed to have been killed when he was hit by a car long, long ago. Signs bear warnings to all, like, hitchhikers may be demons. Or warning people that the road they are traveling on just may be cursed. Many people who travel this road experience an eerie sense of being watched. They're not alone. Just this full of dread. Especially when it comes to being on the west side of the road. A notorious gate resides on Riverdale Road, and it has a story of its own. Word is that a man who built it went insane shortly after the completion of the gate, and one night, he went and he burned his mansion down with his entire family in it. His wife and children, they were sleeping inside. There are several accounts of people throughout the years who had been traveling throughout the area, and while near that gate, had seen a woman in white walking the road. Many believe this to be the wife of the man. Those who see her says that she looks very, very sad, and that she seems like she's looking for someone or something. Maybe she's looking for her husband and demand answers and why he did what he did. Maybe she wants to seek revenge, or maybe she's searching for her children who, like her, died way too suddenly. Riverdale Road is home to a hitchhiking babe. Many communities have their own tales of a hitchhiker, and Riverdale Road in Colorado, it's no different. She's another woman in white who has been seen here several times by many people. She's on that side of the road with her thumb right up in the air. And for those who do stop for her, it's said that as soon as the car door opens to invite the woman in, she vanishes before the very shocked eyes of the person. Sorry, I just never, ever pick up hitchhikers. I've heard way too many scary stories of being held hostage and have seen way, way, way too many true crime shows about things that have gone terribly wrong. And so many serial killers preying on men and women, young and old, via hitchhiking. Like, hello, the Toolbox Killers, the Santa Rosa Hitchhiker Murders. I mean, I believe that was between 6 to 8 murders. Then we have Ed Kemper. Then some of the murders in the killing fields in Texas. You know, some of those young girls were hitchhiking. Freeway killer. And to me, it's just not worth it. And that goes for hitchhiking, too. For you never know whose vehicle you're going to get in. And it could possibly be your last. Like, I saw this, like, meme once. And it had two people in the car. And it had the driver thinking to himself, what are the odds there's two serial killers in the car? Yeah, no thanks. I like helping people, but there's definitely other ways to do it. Moving on. On full moon nights, people have reported seeing apparitions of bodies hanging from the cottonwood treetops, swaying in the wind, and many people believe this to be connected to slaves from long ago. The land that surrounds Riverdale Road is also believed to be quite haunted. In fact, for several hundred years, there have been sightings of Native American shapeshifters roaming the area. Possible satanic cult activity resides here, so beware. Even possible animal sacrifices, as some people have been unfortunate enough to find murdered animals, some headless. And I quote only in your state. Local legend tells us the 11-mile stretch of Riverdale Road that winds between Thornton and Brighton is home to unspeakable and unimaginable things. The gates of hell, phantom dogs, witch hangings, devil worshippers, and ghosts of all sorts, including slaves, the lady in white, and even children have been seen and heard on this allegedly highly cursed stretch of pavement. Thrill seekers and ghost hunters are especially fond of the ruins of the creepy mansion where a crazed man brutally murdered his entire family by burning the house to the ground as they slumbered. Muffled screams can be heard, and the lady in white is often seen wandering the grounds, perhaps luring sacrificial lambs to the infamous gates of hell. Other eyewitness accounts include seeing the bodies of slaves hanging from trees, a phantom black Camaro with a ghostly driver who attempts to race other vehicles to their deaths, and a jogger's ghost who's out for blood and stalks passengers of parked cars at the crest of Joggers Hill, unquote. Next up is Stony Hollow Road, located in Burlington, Iowa. Legend has it, back in the late 1800s, a young woman named Lucinda lived in the area. She was madly in love with this man, and they planned on getting married. There was a very special place that they would meet up at, a cliff towering over the road. This is an area that brought her happiness, spending time with the love of her life. It would also be the place where her story comes to an abrupt end. We've heard stories and legends and myths about things like this too. She goes to meet him one night, meeting in their spot. He's late. He's never late. What's the deal? She waits, and she waits even longer. He never shows up. She begins to think the worst of the worst. Oh my God, he met another woman, fell in love, ran off with her, married her, she's having his babies, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, she's like, okay, he's leaving me to pick up the shattered pieces of my heartbreak. This is what she thought. She couldn't have been more wrong. In fact, he did show up that night, but he was late, due to the fact that his wagon had got caught up in the mud and he was stuck, and that was the reason why he was delayed. Not another woman. He goes, expecting to see Lucinda, and he sees her all right, but it's her mangled body lying on the road. It's said that if you go to Stony Hollow Road late at night, go to the cliff where Lucinda supposedly died, yell her name 3 times, that she will actually appear at the top of the cliff. But, legend warning alert, word is if she is to rise at your feet, that you will die before the day ends. Total and utter creepiness. Bragg Road is located in Hardin County in Saratoga, Texas. It's an 8-mile stretch of road, and this dirt road is the former site of a railroad track. The road was created back in 1901, and the railroad lines were removed in 1934, but the tracks themselves, they remained in use, becoming a link road for cars and trucks. Bragg Road is home to a ghost light known as the Light of Saratoga, the Old Bragg Light, or the Big Thicket Light. Legend has it, a train conductor is killed in a derailing accident and sadly loses his head in the process. Many have seen an unexplainable light, believed to be the lantern the headless man carries, forever searching the area for his lost head. Many going through the area have seen this light. A swamp is in the area, so some believe it can literally be swamp gas. The light will often disappear once you leave the road. Some have tried chasing the light, but never are able to catch it. One person claimed to have gotten as close as 30 feet from this mysterious ball of light, when suddenly it changed colors and then shoots up directly into the sky. Atlas Obscura gives good advice for those planning on visiting Bragg Road, quote, "For the best chance of seeing ghost lights, drive slowly getting or parking 1 or 2 miles from the intersection from FM 783, facing the intersection. Lights are more active in the early evening. The road is wide enough to admit 2 cars and has several small turnouts. Traffic is sparse, but be vigilant for passing cars, especially in the dark. The road is dirt and can be muddy after heavy rain," unquote. Next up is Zombie Road, located in Wildwood, Missouri. While it's referred to as Zombie Road and had been called that since the early 1950s, the actual name is Lawler Ford Road. Yeah, Zombie Road definitely has a more thrilling mood to it, doesn't it? It's a 3.6-mile stretch of road that goes through a forested area. A word of advice, don't come here at nighttime, as the road actually does close down at night. If you try going to explore, investigate, or feeling adventurous, Don't come to Zombie Road. Instead of running into ghosts, you may just run into law enforcement.
I want to feel adventurous tonight. I want to get arrested for trespassing.
No thanks. Mm-mm. The road is built in the later 1860s and is home to one of the largest Native American burial mounds in the United States. I mean, that there alone is probably reason enough to be haunted. Native American burial mound and just like traffic going back and forth through it, interrupting their peace. Yeah. Apparitions of the following have been seen here. Native Americans, of course. Children. Confederate soldiers. Men who worked in the area and who were killed by industrial accidents, and much, much more. Mysterious shadowy figures have also been seen here lurking throughout the area. Many old homes sit abandoned in the area. Many in ruins. Some have experienced hearing an old woman yelling as they drive by. And those who actually stop to search the area, they never find anyone. No woman shouting. Legend has it. Only in Your State paints an eerie picture, quote, "One popular story, the reason for the name, is that of the zombie killer, a creepy guy who lived in a shack in the woods and would attack young lovers looking for a place to be alone. One of the most spine-tingling may be the frequently retold story about the ghost of a person who was hit by a train and now haunts this area. This legend becomes more chilling with the real story of Della Hamilton McCulloch. She was the wife of a local judge who was hit by a train and died in 1876. Since there are no other records of anyone being killed by a train in this area at that time, it is widely believed that Miss McCulloch may just be the actual famed ghost from the legend," unquote. That would definitely be a horrible way to go. I did find a little article via findagrave.com, and it reads this, and it's titled "Tragic End of a Venerable Lady." Quote, "Yesterday morning, Miss McCulloch, wife of Judge McCulloch, who formerly held a seat on the county bench for many years, met with a tragic death at Glencoe. The deceased lady, who was 75 years of age, had been gathering beans in her garden, and while crossing the track of the quarry branch of the Pacific Railroad, which runs from the depot to the marble bed, some 2 miles north, was run over by the cars and instantly killed. The family is well known throughout the county, and the most intense feeling of sorrow was exhibited in the neighborhood of the unfortunate event. An inquest was held, and a verdict returned in accordance with the facts." We now find ourselves on Seven Sisters Road in Nebraska, in Otoe County, just a few miles away from Nebraska City. Legend has it, Legends of America paints a bloody scene. Quote, "This grisly urban legend has been circulating for more than a century. Says that a young man once lived along a meandering road in an area known to have had seven hills. Residing on a farm southeast of Nebraska City, he lived with his parents and his seven sisters. According to the tale, he was very angry after arguing with his family. That night, he hid in the woods and his parents left the house. And then, one by one, he either enticed or forced his sisters outside with him. The young man then led them to the top of each hill and hanged each one of them from a tree until they were dead. Afterward, no one knows what happened to the bodies or the brother. Furthermore, no official reports have been found to substantiate the hangings, but the legend persists. Seven Sisters Road was built through the hills years after the rumored murders and the hanging trees were chopped down. The hills have also been altered throughout the years, and only four remain prominent today," unquote. Another version is that it was the deranged father, not brother slash son, who killed and hanged his seven daughters. Many who come through here experience many different odd things, such as seeing flickering lights, shadow figures darting about, and much more. Some experience their lights from their cars growing dim, but once they're off the road, they're back to normal again. People have heard the heartbreaking sound of a woman screaming bloody murder, while others have heard the sound of bells clanging in the air. And those bells are said to be coming from a nearby private property. And last, but certainly not least, on my haunted road list is Clinton Road. And I've heard about this road for so many years. Definitely want to make my way over there sometime. And I wouldn't be surprised if Clinton Road was one of the most haunted roads in the country. Located in West Milford, New Jersey, and it's close to 10 miles of haunted road. It's home to haunted legends involving witches, satanic cults, and the KKK. Located near Dead Man's Curve resides a bridge, and it's believed to be haunted by a young boy. Many sightings occur at midnight of this child spirit, and word is, if you toss a coin into the river while on the bridge, that little child will get the coin and put it back on the bridge. People had come the following day after throwing it the night before, and they find it on the railing. So, kind of neat. Don't know. Other people have claimed that while looking into the water, they see the boy's reflection looking back at them. Frightfind.com gives some advice when it comes to this bridge. Quote, there are two bridges on Clinton Road, and both are somewhat near Dead Man's Curve. You'll see remains of coins off both bridges, and the exact location is a bit of a controversy. Most of the people flock to the bridge closest to Dead Man's Curve, which may be the most likely place. But there is another bridge a few miles south of Dead Man's Curve, and this is where you will see a waterfall. Unquote. So this sounds like it may be worth to check out both if you're in the area, and in the process you get to see a beautiful waterfall. Another site on this haunted road is what remains of Cross Castle. Nestled in the woods and very close to the road, Richard Cross had built this three-story home, now in ruins, for his family and him back in 1905. Sadly, the Cross family would only be there for 12 years when tragedy strikes. Richard dies. The family, they're grief-stricken, they're heartbroken. They leave the area and home, and the home sits unused and abandoned. The home sat unused and abandoned for several years. The beautiful home was used for dark and evil purposes by dark and evil people. The Ku Klux Klan had meetings here, and it was also used by Satanists for satanic rituals. People who've come through the area have claimed to hear laughter, maniacal laughter at that, and chanting. This can be from phantom KKK meetings or satanic rituals. And some say the rituals still happen. So honestly, I would not come to this area. Ghosts? Yes. Satanic rituals? Huge hell no. Beware if you do come here, especially if you suffer from any illnesses or health issues. Some who have come here have felt major nausea, some even suffering seizures. Again, probably not worth it in my opinion. Clinton Road is home to many things, including the dumping grounds for a notorious hitman serial killer. I quote FrightFind.com, quote, not every horrifying tale about Clinton Road is supernatural. In May of 1983, a cyclist noticed a large vulture picking at something in the woods close to the road. Upon further inspection, the cyclist discovered a human corpse. Following an autopsy, it was concluded that the man died due to foul play, but strangely did not die as recently as his body would suggest. Due to the presence of ice crystals in the veins of the dead man, it was determined that the man had died several days before, but the killer had frozen him to make the date of death seem more recent. This method is how Richard Kuklinski, a hitman for the mob for most of his adult life, got the name Iceman. The dead man was identified as Daniel Deppner, a business associate of Kuklinski, and a known associate of the mob in nearby Rockland County, New York. A three-year investigation finally led to the arrest of the New Jersey local Iceman, Kuklinski. He confessed to being the killer and made bold claims that he had killed hundreds of men throughout his life. The Iceman died in prison in October of 2005. Unquote. Okay, so that's not quite accurate, at least that last sentence. He actually died early March of 2006, not October of 2005, but that's, you know. Everything else, though, is accurate. He did kill Deppner in an apartment that belonged to his daughter's fiancé, who was gone at the time. I have a book about the Iceman, and it's very interesting to say the least. He started a life of crime at a very young age and found different ways to discard his victims. One even involved rats eating the body. Or actually, they started eating the man alive. Yikes. Big yikes. Kuklinski did hits for all the mob families in New York, including the Colombo and the Gambino families. He killed many, many people throughout his years of life. He even claims to have killed Jimmy Hoffa. Another truly terrifying thing about Clinton Road, maps.roadtrippers.com shares this, quote, "You'll have plenty of time to muster the courage to travel north on Clinton Road as the traffic light at Route 23 and Clinton Road also holds the record for being the longest light in America. Once onto Clinton Road, get ready to be freaked out," unquote. Longest traffic light in America? Like, okay, is that really necessary? That's truly scary stuff. That's what traveling nightmares are made out of. It's like, hey, why were you late to work? Oh, you know, I was stuck at that light on Clinton Road. Oh, okay, dismissed. So beware next time you hit the road, as you may just be traveling on the haunted highway. From tiny town to big city, some are well known while others hold on to their dark secrets for dear life. Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others. They're all amazing. Haven't heard every single damn one yet? Hit up any of those podcast platforms such as Spotify, CastBox, Downcast, Podcast Republic, Player FM. Basically, wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers podcast lurking in the background. Thanks, all.
See you next week.